Okay, thank you all for coming. And today I will present my research entitled Grafted Blueberries, an Option for Mechanical Harvest. This research is part of my master's research project. As we know, blueberry production in Florida is based on Vaccinium corymbosum, which is the high bushes, with crosses with native species to the southeastern U.S., as Vaccinium elioti, Vaccinium darowii, and Vaccinium virgatum. And these crosses generate what we call southern high bush blueberries. These southern high bush blueberries, differently from the northern high bush, they have low chilling requirements, but they require specific soil conditions. And these soil conditions are pH lower than 5.5, high organic matter, well aerated soils, and available iron and ammonium. However, all these conditions are not easily found here in Florida. And to create these specific conditions, we have to add pine bark, as we can see on this picture. This grower add or create this bed with pine bark. However, the establishment cost with pine bark can be around 20% of the total establishment cost of each acre. So it is really expensive. And also, during the production, we have to inject acid to keep the pH low. Another problem that is constraining the blueberry production here in Florida is the harvesting. Most of the production is hand harvested. However, it is labor intensive because it's done every 2 or 3 days. So it becomes really expensive. And nowadays, the availability of the workforce is low. So one option for that is the use of machine harvesters, as we can see on this plant, in this picture. However, we still have problems with that. Due to the improper design of these machine harvesters and the multi-caned structure of the blueberry bush, as we can see here, several canes, this system leaves this hole while the machine is running through the plants. So during the harvest, some berries will fall. Instead of fall in the catch on the plates, they will fall straight to the ground, and these berries will be lost. As we can see on this picture, after the mechanical harvesting, all these berries, they were lost during the harvest because they just fell in that hole that was created because of the improper design of the machine. So thinking on that, our research group thought about use Vaccinium arboreum, which is a native species to the southeastern U.S., as rootstock. And this because it is a small a shrub or a small tree with a single trunk instead of that multi-caned structure of the southern high bush. It has a single trunk. It has a deep root system which can be drought tolerant and also tolerates pH, soil pH up to 6.5, grows on sandy or sand clay soils with low organic matter, low iron, and low ammonium. So all of these characteristics are found here in Florida. Here we can see some grafted plants on our research plot. We see the differences. The single trunk, all these plants have the single trunk. So with that in mind, the hypothesis of this research is that southern high bush blueberries grafted onto Vaccinium arboreum, they will have an increased adaptability to non-amended soils. And also the Vaccinium arboreum, which has this single trunk habit, will improve the mechanical harvesting. And the objectives of this research is to evaluate marketable yield, packout efficiency, and berry quality. So we have four genotypes on rooted farding grafted onto Vaccinium arboreum, on rooted meadowlark grafted onto Vaccinium arboreum, And these four genotypes, they are grown on pine bark amended soil or non-amended soil. And they were hand harvested twice a week or mechanical harvested three times during the whole season. And the harvests were spaced in 2 weeks. So every 2 weeks we mechanical harvest them. The planting is located in Archer, Florida, in a private property, and the data were evaluated in 2012 and 2013 season and 2013 and 14. The experiment has a split plot design with soil type and mechanical harvesting systems as the main plots. In a randomized block design, and all the means were separated using Tuckey's test at 0.05% of error. The marketable yield and peckout efficiency were evaluated after we do the mechanical harvesting. So we collect all the berries and we sorted them in these that we can see here that we call marketable berries. Red berries, green berries, and damaged berries. The berry quality, we evaluated firmness, soluble solid discontent, and total titratable acidity. However, I will present only the ratio between solids and acidity. So what we can see on as a result for the marketable yield in 2013, the interesting thing here is that on rooted plants, we have the interaction between soil type, mechanical harvest, and root system. Here, I am presenting that on rooted plants, on amended soil, hand harvested for both cultivars, Farthing and Meadowlark, they yielded more than the rest. For Meadowlark, all the other treatments, they didn't have any differences. Of course, we have like a lot of huge variability here. But for Farthings, we see that either unrooted plants and grafted grow on non-amended soil and mechanical harvested, they had the lowest yield. In 2014, the things were a little bit different because the plants had 1 year, they were 1 year older. Again, on rooted plants, on amended soil, hand harvested, they yielded more for both cultivars. But for Farthing, we have the addition of grafted plants on amended soil, hand harvested, right here. And again, on rooted plants and grafted plants on unamended soil, mechanical harvested, they have the lowest yield with on rooted plants and unamended hand harvested for Farthing. And for Meadowlark, the same, unrooted plants, non-amended, mechanical harvested. So I brought here the main factors separated because we saw something that was interesting. For both ears and cultivars, amended soil, they yielded more than non-amended soil, as we can see here. And hand harvested plants, they yielded more than mechanical harvested. But when we when we compare on rooted plants and grafted plants, in 2013 on rooted plants, they yielded more because they were more vigorous. But in 2014, things changed. In Farthing, grafted plants, they yielded more than unrooted. And Meadowlarks, there is no differences. Again, this is the main factor separated. We cannot evaluate it only then. We have to evaluate the interactions as I presented before. But this is interesting to see the changes in trends during the years. The mechanical harvest peckout efficiency. I am only presenting the peckout for mechanical harvest since the hand harvesting is most of the berries harvested, they are berries that are marketed So there is no losses, almost nothing losses. We don't have ground losses. We don't have losses with red and green berries. So the interesting thing to see on this graph is that I have divided in marketable yield, which are the blue column, ground losses before harvest, which are the berries that drop from the plant from harvest to harvest, ground losses after harvest, which are the berries that drop from the plant during the harvest, so through that hole that the machine would leave during the harvest, and packout losses, which are the combination of green berries and red berries and damaged berries. But the interesting thing to see is that for both cultivars, Farthing and Meadowlark, grafted plants, they had a lower ground loss during harvest, which I call here after harvest, but is the berries that drop in that hole, they were, the amount of berries, it was small for grafted plants, which means that the grafted system have a better, the machine can fit better in the trunk during the harvest. And this happened for both years, 2013 and 14. Grafted plants, they lost less berries during harvest. And this loss reduction, it was around 45%. The firmness, we saw that hand-harvested berries, they and unrooted berries, they were firmer than mechanical harvested berries and grafted berries. And this was due to the berry size. We saw that grafted berries, grafted plants and mechanical harvested plants, they had bigger berries than the others. And the ratio between acidity, between sugars and acidity, we saw that mechanical harvested plants for both cultivars, Farthing and Meadowlarks, and both days of the mechanical harvesting, they were the ratio was greater. So what this means? If we get the numbers that range from 41 through 96, and we plot on this graph that I adapted from this research here, if we plot the values, we saw that berries from mechanical harvesting, they are located in the ripe place. And berries from the hand harvesting, they are considered just ripe. So what are the implications on that? We know that this can change everything in the handling after the post-harvesting handling and post-harvest storage, but that story I will leave for another opportunity. So the conclusions for this research is that hand harvesting and amended soil increased yield compared with mechanical harvesting and non-amended soil. Grafted plants yielded as much as unrooted plants after three growing seasons. Grafted plants reduced berry losses during harvest by 45%. And the ratio sugars and acidity was not affected by grafting. However, it increased in mechanically harvested berries. And the firmness was reduced by grafting or mechanical harvesting. So with that, I would like to thank you, everyone that helped me during the research, my advisors, my colleagues in the lab, in this research that was funded by USDA SRI grant. Okay, thanks.